Hey everyone, Repco Supercars Weekly, Aaron Noonan with you as we are on the road this weekend to the NTI Townsville 500 in North Queensland, the latest round of the Repco Supercars Championship. Good to chat to you. Round 6 coming up this weekend, races 15 and 16. We go back to the traditional 250-kilometre length racing this weekend, which I'm looking forward to. Sprint racing's been good this year and during the COVID-affected 2020 season, but give me a bit of refueling. Give me some 250k races. Give me some longer stuff. Looking forward to it. Plenty of news to go through today as we record this. Of course, Townsville is due to be the round this weekend, and it looks like, it smells like, it sounds like it will be the round next weekend as well. Of course, with Townsville having in and out of lockdown situations in recent times, questions over the event to begin with, but now every chance that there may be a second Townsville round on the following weekend. That's looking like it's on the cards. We will wait and see how that unfolds. Of course, no doubt, a decision will drop just after we record this. That's the nature of how it all plays out. Of course, earlier announcement being that Winton, which was due to be at the end of July, of course, already being moved back in the calendar, that will now most certainly move later in the season. Announcement from Supercars and the Benalla Auto Club confirming this in recent times. So I guess Winton's kind of up the sleeve, and it's been confirmed that the Australian Grand Prix, the Formula One Grand Prix, and the MotoGP at Phillip Island will not happen this year. So the roads of Albert Park with the freshly laid bitumen and those modified corners will have to wait a little longer before some Formula One cars and supercars get to rumble around on them. So the Grand Prix is gone for 2021 due to COVID. Another piece of news, also confirmed by Supercars, that Mustangs and ZB Commodores will be permitted into the Dunlop Super 2 Series from 2023. So plenty going on in terms of schedules and calendars and possibilities, both of what's going to happen in the short term, medium term, and long term of the calendar of supercars. Let's put our focus, though, to this weekend, to Townsville, the NTI Townsville 500. Of course, it's a track that's got so much history since 2009 if you're a Triple Eight fan, because they've won a lot there. Jamie Wincup, 12 wins on the roads of Reed Park. Shane Van Gisbergen has 5. Scott McLaughlin, 4. Garth Tander, Mark Winterbottom, 3 apiece. James Courtney and Will Davison, 1 each for those two in their supercars careers in Townsville. New colours this weekend for Will Brown, the number 9 Erebus Commodore, will be Petters suspension liveried. Have a look at the photos in our story in our gallery on the website, v8sleuth.com.au. Car looks good based on the E-Series livery we saw last year. So taking it from the computer screen very much onto the racetrack this weekend. Looking forward to seeing how that all plays out. Of course, Will Brown's raced Super 2 before in Townsville, but this is both he and his teammate Brody Kostecki's first time in Townsville in the main game in the Repco Supercars Championship. Speaking of Repco, don't forget, visit the website The Garage. It's at repco.com.au, repco.co.nz for our Kiwi friends. It's your online digital destination of all things supercars, automotive, competitions, news, views, viewpoints, this, that, whatever. There's plenty of stuff there to keep you entertained. Head to The Garage on the Repco website. Now, on this day, July the 6th, if we go back through supercars history, been some interesting things happen on July the 6th. If you go back to 1997, Barbagallo Raceway in Perth, Peter Brock won for the last time in his Australian Touring Car Championship career. He won the round overall for the Holden Racing team, but he did it without winning a race. Those three were split between Larry Perkins, John Bow, and Greg Murphy. Brocky landed a third, a second, and a third to give him top points for the round and the overall win. It also saw the debut of Melinda Price in the Australian Touring Car Championship, as it was known then, driving the Castrol Cougars Commodore from Perkins Engineering. Of course, we spoke to Mal on the V8 Sleuth podcast last year. You can go back through our back catalogue and have a listen to that great chat that we had with Mal last year. And, of course, that car that she drove, and indeed all of the Perkins Engineering race cars, are covered in our book that we're working on. It's out in a few months' time, based on the history of every Perkins Engineering race car. Now, tell you what, too, on this day back in 2013, I spoke to this guy about this not long ago in Townsville. Will Davison won. Will Davison hit the fence doing the big burnout in the Pepsi Max Crew Falcon after winning that race. I spoke about him recently with him on Repco Supercars Weekly about that incident. That happened on this day in 2013, July the 6th. Time flies when you're having fun. 8 years ago, it's gone very, very quickly indeed. Of course, this weekend too, don't forget Townsville's Supercars round. It's on Fox Sports KO, and also this one is a Channel 7 round. So for those for free-to-air viewers, you can lap it up on 7 as well, and 7 plus 2. Tomorrow, the next episode of the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco drops. It's part one of a two-part chat with former Supercars driver and Team Australia Champ Car driver, Marcus Marshall, the Gold Coaster, joined me on the phone very recently. We talked about his early years, V8s, overseas racing, Champ Car, how he ended up out of Champ Car, and a whole pile more. It's a good chat. Tune in tomorrow when that one drops. Don't forget, too, if you're a fan of the Adelaide 500, it is sadly missed, but we are keeping its memory alive in the new book, Sensational Adelaide, an illustrated history of the Adelaide 500. It's not just illustrated. It's got a lot of words. 83,000, in fact, in the 400 pages, piles of photos of every year's event, a shot of every car from every year's 500, a driver index, all the stats, all the cool stuff. It's a real keepsake. If you haven't got a copy, get on board. bookshop.v8sleuth.com.au. And, of course, it would make a super Father's Day present, which is not that far away. Or it would also make a super present just for yourself for any reason. Doesn't matter. You don't need a special day to buy yourself a book. Jump online, bookshop.v8sleuth.com.au. Enjoy Townsville this weekend, the Repco Supercars Championship firing up in North Queensland. Let's see who comes out on top. We'll have another Repco Supercars weekly episode next Tuesday, but tomorrow joins for the next edition of the main pod. Marcus Marshall, the former Champ Car and V8 star, is on the line with me. In the meantime, have a great weekend, enjoy the racing, and tune in tomorrow for part one with Marcus. Cheers.